Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gonna be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 84 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff Singh. Alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on the show, we have our normal segments, toy spotting, news, different type of nostalgia this week. We are skipping your secret question this week. Instead, we are drafting. Actually, we're not drafting. We're picking the draft order, I should say.
Yes.
For the Magnificent Seven Fantasy Wrestling League.
Live on the show. It's happening tonight.
And then we're going to end it out with a segment we haven't done in a while, the Godfather's Hat.
Yeah, and guess where we're drawing the team names from to determine draft order? Godfather's Hat.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. It's doing double duty tonight. It's been missing for a while.
You said duty.
I did say duty.
The best way to support the show, actually the two ways to support the show, is you can pick up the Fully Posable Goes Retro pin, or you can do the combo Fully Posable pin with the Fig Life t-shirt, large, extra large, double XL. Scott, $20, 20.
That's an unbelievable price. $20 for the price of an Elite.
It's cheaper than Elite because we offer free shipping on this.
Yes, that's right. No tax, no shipping. You're getting a shirt and a pin. What are you going to do with an Elite? Hang it on your wall, pop it open, put it with all your other figures. I mean, that's awesome. We completely condone that. But what we also condone, maybe a little more, is buying a Fig Life t-shirt and Fully Posable pin combo. Wear the shirt, put the pin on a board, and you'll look awesome.
You'll get all the ladies.
Oh, there's no doubt. You're going to be sliding into a ton of DMs. You're going to be like, oh, you're Fig Life? Puh. All right.
What's up, girl?
Why don't you slide into my DMs?
You're going to be taking pictures with dolls, dude, like Bane.
Right. Right, and that's awesome.
Exactly. The other way to support the show is you can also go to whatamaneuver.net, pick up the Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt or the Fully Posable Classically Jacked t-shirt. Those will also get you some ladies, right, Scott?
Yes, they will. Or men. Or men. Whichever way you go, hey, we don't judge. But you will get action either way. Jeff guarantees it.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. If you are bored at work and you're just sitting there and you're doing the same methodical work, data entry, answering phones, and then the phone doesn't ring for 20 minutes and you're sitting there and you have nothing to do, pop on our podcast, fullyposablepodcast.com. And go back and listen to one of our episodes. We have a great interview with Marty DeRosa and Zack Ryder that you can just pow right there. Boom. Go.
If you want to know more about Figures Toy Company and their action figures, we have a couple interviews with Chris that we've done. He provides quite a few updates. So, yeah, go back. Check out our old episodes. We've got, 82 of them up there. That doesn't include the special interviews that we've done. And throw down 5 stars on us, too.
You can also listen SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes. You can send us any audio questions, more audio questions, or anything else to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, before we get into the toy spotting, we have omissions.
Again?
Again.
We're slipping, dude.
I know. I keep botching stuff. First one is the gentleman's name who Ryan Buds did the interview with from PW Insider is Mike Epson Hart. I did not finish it, and that was my error. I actually apologized to Mike about that.
God, see why we can't have nice things?
Speaking of Ryan Buds, trivia with Buds, he sent us a message, and he said, if anyone messages him from Marty and Sarah or Fully Posable, hits him up on social media, he'll send them some coloring pages. And we got the coloring pages. Trust me, you guys want these.
You do.
There's Legion of Doom.
Yep, I'm going to color that all day. Literally all day. That's all I'm doing tomorrow.
Are you off tomorrow?
No, I'm at work.
Oh.
But I'll be bored listening to our podcast and coloring Legion of Doom coloring pages.
I like it. I like it. He'll also, and also in that is Coco Beware.
Nice. Getting tombstoned by The Undertaker?
Not that one. He's probably got Frankie. So anyways, make sure you hit up Ryan Budd. Say, hey, Fully Posable sent us. And then you'll get some coloring pages that are pretty cool. So if you're ever sitting at home watching some NFL games or watching some college football games or watching wrestling, just print those out and start coloring away.
Yeah, if your team's losing, it will really de-stress you.
Scott, did you do any toy spotting this past week?
I did. I checked out Walmart hoping to find Retro Series 2, and I struck out again. So I'm still on the hunt for those. The good news is our local Walmart is starting to stock up their shelves quite a bit with WWE. So I'm keeping my eyes peeled locally around our Walmart. Still no Retro Series 2. I did see news last week that GameStop started carrying the Chris Jericho The List exclusive that we thought was only available on Ringside, but people were reporting that GameStop was getting it. So I went and got myself a haircut on Saturday, dropped off my oldest to get her nails done, and after my haircut, went to pick her up, and GameStop happens to be in the same shopping center that her nail place is. So I told oldest, we're going to GameStop. And so she laughed, called me a nerd, but we still went to GameStop. Parked, ran inside, and sure enough, they had two List Jerichos, one of which looked like it was put through a meat grinder.
Oh, what?
And the other one was perfect. So I obviously grabbed the one that was perfect, thought for about 3 seconds that I should purchase the one that was put through a meat grinder just to open, but I left it behind. They also had their exclusive Samoa Joe, but left that one on the pegs because I have the other Elite Samoa Joe. But yeah, I was able to pick up myself a Ringside exclusive, supposedly, also at GameStop. Chris Jericho, The List Elite, and it is amazing. Killer figure. I got some tweets from people that were saying it's figure of 2017, and I can't really argue with that.
The only thing I don't like is the face is a little bit off on this Jericho. It's better on the Elite 53, I believe, whatever that next one is that does have the list.
So for those brave head swappers out there, you might want to try swapping those, see if it looks a little better.
Yep, exactly. Anything else?
No, that was it. That was the extent of my toy spotting. Scored a Jericho. That's a win.
You did better than I did, Scott. I had no luck at all. After Peyton's birthday party on Saturday, we went to Walmart in Pleasanton.
Uh-huh.
And we went over to the toy aisle, and they had figures scattered all over the place. Retros scattered down below. They had some Elites. But what's funny is I was starting to walk away, and I happened to look up top. And I saw a couple figures hiding up there.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of got on my tippy toes and I looked up and I looked and they had the Scott Hall Elite 51.
Oh, that's like the second time you've seen that one.
Twice in 2 weeks, dude.
Wow.
But they only had one. I was ready to grab it. I was ready to pick it up. And I was like, I just got it last week. Honestly, I'm not a fan of this Scott Hall. I don't like it.
Yeah, so you let it go?
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to have one to open. I need to pass on it. And I did.
Okay.
But I do have a funny story for you. We did receive an audio from Chris DiPetrillo.
Oh, awesome.
And he said that we could put this in the toy spotting segment. So let's play it for you.
Hey, what's up, Fully Posable? It's Chris from Figures Toy Company. Just sending you a quick little thank you from a certain little guy right here for helping him find his favorite Boom Boom guy. Hold on 1 second. Can you say, hey, Fully Posable?
Have a simple.
Say, thanks for helping me find Braun.
Then you have five boys.
You guys are cool.
You guys are cool.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
All right, that's from the little man himself. Thanks again for helping him out, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sean.
About a week before we left for Denver, Chris asked us if we ever saw any Braun Strowman on the pegs to pick it up for him.
Okay.
And I actually forgot to mention this in our toy spotting segment last week. We were in Denver, Colorado. We stopped off at a Target before we went to our company picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, there was a Braun Strowman. So I text messaged Chris. I said, hey, by any chance, are you still looking for a Braun Strowman for Zach? And he goes, yeah. And I said, okay, I just found one out here in Denver. So I'm going to grab it for you. He goes, please do. Like he was like genuinely stoked.
Oh, was it the basic or the elite?
It was the basic.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I'll just pick this up for you. Anyways, got it mailed off to him and he just received it today. And you could hear the happiness in Zach's voice.
Oh, see, that's what it's all about right there, dude. That is the next generation of collector. You just made him, made his day. That is awesome, dude. That's so cool.
So thank you, Chris, for sending that in. Zach, we're happy that you are enjoying the figure. Any figures you're looking for, please let us know. Scott, news. Dun, 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 dun. We got some.
Let's talk about it.
That's horrible music.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Breaking news. Actually, it's not breaking.
Not really breaking. But it is news.
Let's get into that news. Scott, in the news this week, we were a little late on this one, but the next defining moment, Jericho Vengeance from 2001, where he beat Rock and Austin on the same night, was shown on card. Good-looking figure. It's not going to be a defining moment of 2017, but it's still a good-looking figure. I like how the blonde hair has the red tips. He's got the black tights on. Yeah, see, I got black tights.
Very good. You studied over the week, didn't you?
I have been practicing.
I'm impressed.
He comes with both heavyweight titles. Good-looking figure, dude.
Yeah, I really, really like it. Again, like you mentioned, he's not going to top the list for 2017 best of in defining moments category. That's obviously going to go to Macho Man. But I think it could definitely take second. Awesome-looking figure. We saw a sneak peek of this one from San Diego Comic-Con, and we loved it then, and now seeing it mint in the package, it still looks awesome. Like you mentioned, it comes with both belts. Really captures that 2001 Chris Jericho. Awesome looking figure.
I don't even know if it's going to be Jericho of 2017, but it's still really good.
Oh, it's awesome.
Scott, also shown today, now going from a good figure to not so good. The Sasha Banks Walgreens exclusive. It's the first figure that comes with the women's heavyweight title.
Yes.
Okay, the title looks good. The card looks good, so there's the positives.
Yes, her outfit looks really good.
Yeah. We'll ignore the rest of it.
Now, the picture I saw wasn't great. It was okay. It's one of those, I want to get the figure in hand and check it out before I start passing judgment. But leaving the head scan aside, it looks good.
Sasha actually put that out on her IG today. Why can't they get her face, dude? They swing and miss every time on that face.
There's something about it. And again, I'm going to reserve judgment until I'm holding the figure in hand. It seemed they were getting better, and then Chick Foley went and put that picture of the basic where they got the eyebrows totally off-center, and it looks ridiculous. I'm hoping that doesn't happen with this Elite Sasha, but if the head scan is even halfway decent, I'm buying two, because I've got to have that belt loose for Peyton to play with.
A little side note, we want to congratulate Chick Foley and Seth Phelps on the birth of their new child. They call him Babyface.
Aw, congrats, guys. That's awesome.
Yep, want to congratulate them. Scott, we received the case breakdowns for Elite 52. So if you see a case, here's what you're going to be expecting. Xavier Woods is going to be one per case. Kofi Kingston will be one per case. Seth Rollins will be two per case, where he comes in the black and yellow chest thing that he wears and tights.
Yep.
Ken Shamrock will be one per case. D'Lo Brown is one per case. And Braun Strowman is going to be two per case. So does that mean Braun's going to be plentiful, or are people just going to still scoop that up real quick?
I still say he's going to be the hardest one out of this set to find, no matter him being two per case or not. He is so hot right now, dude. Like, people are just going to clamor over this figure, especially given the accessory that comes with it.
The stretcher.
Yeah, this thing is just going to fly off the shelves. Good luck, wrestling figure collectors, because Braun Strowman, if you want one, is going to be a tough spot. We're going to need some help out there in the Fig Life community to hook up all the good brothers that want one. That's going to be a tough spot.
Scott, we did receive some rumored lineups, and I preface this that these are rumored lineups for 2018.
Once again, rumored lineups, not for certain lineups.
These are rumors. I also have basics and battle packs, but to read off this whole thing, it would be like doing another San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the elites first and then kind of maybe try to pull out the big names from basics and battle packs.
You said pull out.
Oh, this just went to R-rated.
Nah, PG-13.
Okay. Elite 56. These are the rumored names. They're rumored, right, Scott?
Rumored, yes. Not for certain. Again, rumored.
So Elite 56, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Roman Reigns, Jack Gallagher, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. We saw the renderings for Gallows and Carl Anderson.
And Jack Gallagher. And they look amazing. Let's see what the finished products look like.
Right. Elite 57. Baron Corbin, Ty Dillinger, Seth Rollins, Jeff Hardy, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Scotty Too Hotty.
That's going to be awesome, dude. Jeff and Shinsuke? Oh, that's going to be a tough spot.
Don't skip over Ty Dillinger either.
Yeah, or Scotty Too Hotty. Just kidding.
We can skip over that one. Elite 58. Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman, Matt Hardy, Sheamus, Cesaro, and Mickie James.
Nice. I'm so excited for these next series of Elites, dude. They're going to be so good.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how that Mickie James turns out. But they've done a Mattel Mickie James before, so.
Yeah, oh, that Mickie James that comes with an NXT title?
For yeah.
some inexplicable reason, which I'm sure they're going to change.
Yeah, that's definitely going to change. Elite 59. Kurt Angle flashback.
Beautiful.
Chad Gable, Jason Jordan, Zack Ryder, The Miz, and Finn Balor. I'm hoping the Zack Ryder is in his WrestleMania 32 gear.
Wait, which one is going to be the one from his... It was like the Great American Bash knockoff in his American...
Oh, wait, that...
I think it's going to be that one.
Oh, it could be that one. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I would much prefer to see the WrestleMania 32. But given how much Zack loves that figure, that's probably going to be the one.
Oh, sorry to jump in, but Zack Ryder got his own Funko today.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it's a New York Comic Con exclusive.
Oh, dude, that's so awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to pull, too.
Yeah, now we're going to have to figure out a way to get that one.
Yeah, for the Funko collectors out there. Good luck.
Elite 60. John Cena. Wait, John Cena, that's his first one ever, right?
His first Elite, yeah. Finally, in number 60.
Kofi Kingston, Kevin Owens, Andre the Giant flashback.
Ooh.
Aleister Black.
Oh.
And Elias Sampson.
Oh, dude. That's set. Number 60. Oh.
Pretty cool on those, I'll tell you.
Dude, Aleister Black alone. Oh, you know what would be a cool accessory? Is something that you push the button and it slowly like raises him up, like his entrance.
Oh, that would be filthy, dude.
Figure out one of those little gimmicks. That'd be sweet.
Actually, I just made a boo-boo, dude.
What?
Omission. I just found another one where it has Elite 54, 55, and 56. I took screenshots and I went forward instead of backwards.
Hey,
that's my bad.
That's okay. We don't have to be in any particular order. This is our show.
Yeah, we do what we want.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We count 6, 7, 8, 9, 4, 3, 2. That's what we do. We don't care. Can't tell us what to do.
Elite 54. John Cena. Oh, he's in a 54 before he's in 60. So 54 is his first one ever.
Right. So 60 will be a second Elite figure. About time they finally made that guy. Jeez.
Jimmy and Jey Uso, Bray Wyatt, Rich Swann, and Charlotte.
Nice.
Oh.
Charlotte. Oh. Finally.
Elite 55, James Ellsworth, Brock Lesnar, Big Cass, Enzo, Neville, and an Undertaker flashback. So that's 54 and 55.
There you go. And, you know, we're all hearing money right now flying out of our wallets as you're announcing all these killer Elites that are coming out. Let's do what we can, mm-hmm. Jeff, and try to take a little bit of that money that's flying out of wallets and put it back in people's wallets. Because you can go to Ringside Collectibles and use promo code FULLYPOSABLE and save 10%.
Oh, good call, dude.
Save yourself some money.
Oh, I like what you did there, dude.
Hey, you know, I try to help everybody out the best I can. So you're going to be spending money on Elites. We all know this. You're going to be spending money on that really cool ring that's coming out with the Goldberg figure. Save yourself some money. Give yourself 10% off. Use our promo code FULLYPOSABLE and save 10%. And then I'll go buy a combo with the money that you save. Go buy a combo, pin and shirt, $20.
All the money that you save from buying from Ringside? Put it towards a combo.
Yeah, or just buy a pin.
Yeah, a pin. $10. Boom. No shipping.
Or go to What a Maneuver.
And, yeah, purchase those sexy t-shirts.
Yes. Yeah, you know, the ones that'll make you score. Jeff guarantees it.
Yep. What?
Moving on.
So here's some battle packs that are going to be released in 2018. Two packs. Again, preface, rumor. Series 49, Mick Foley, Stephanie McMahon, Cesaro and Sheamus, and Daniel Bryan and Miz.
Okay.
Series 50, Ascension, Gallows and Anderson, Randy Orton, and Bray Wyatt to commemorate that awesome, what was that horrible match they did in San Jose?
Oh, gosh.
House of Horrors match?
Ghetto street fight in a rundown house? I don't know. I don't even know what that was. It was garbage, though.
It got booed chants.
Yes.
Series 51, The Revival, Miz and Maurice, Biggie and Xavier.
Okay.
Series 52, Enzo Cass, Usos, Lesnar, and Roman Reigns.
Okay.
And Series 53, Hardys, Shinsuke and Dolph, Carmella, and James Ellsworth.
That's probably going to be the best assortment out of all the ones you said. I think that in the battle packs, much like they do with the elites, there needs to be at least one. It doesn't need to be every series, maybe every other series. Give us a throwback team. Like, I love that they just did the Hart Foundation, which, by the way, ToysRUs.com does have those in stock. $20 right now.
Oh, nice.
Give us a throwback team every now and then. I would kill to have a Killer Bees battle pack. I don't need to have elite Killer Bees, but having them in a battle pack would be cool. I'd drop $20 on that. You know, give us the Bolsheviks. You know, they did Bushwhackers. That was cool. They've done Hart Foundation. They've done the Road Warriors. Keep them coming. We love those old tag teams. Keep them coming. Give us a Harlem Heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that they should really sprinkle in some legends in these battle packs. And again, it doesn't need to be every series. Maybe have other series, every third series. Give us a legends team. I would dig that.
Well, I think that's what they're doing. They put the Bushwhackers in, then they put the Hart Foundation in. So maybe they will. But from that lineup, where I just, the rumored, there was none.
Yeah, and I want to see more of the legends teams coming out. I think that'd be really, really cool.
They could do Nasty Boys.
Yeah, I dig that. And we've had elites of them, but hey, throw us a battle pack with two basics. I'm okay with that.
Scott, FTC, what you got?
Yes, FTC showed the big reveal this week to be Sami Callihan, and he looks amazing in his orange jacket. Got a snarl on his face. He's got those killer boots with the bones on him. Really, really good looking figure. I'm going to add it to my collection. Awesome figure. Stay tuned to Figures Toy Company when that's going to be available to purchase.
They're hitting that corner, dude, where they're starting to kick it into another gear.
Yeah, they're in a groove. Everything that's coming out right now looks amazing. And how cool was it on Saturday night when Adam Cole came out with Red Dragon and they're beating the crap out of Drew McIntyre? And I sent out a tweet. And it said, how cool would it be if we had figures of Adam Cole and Red Dragon? Oh, wait. Figures Toy Company does. You know, you got to give it up to them. I'm not saying they're ahead of the curve because they got those guys when they were in the indies. But they definitely have a head start on Mattel, who is going to take 10 months to make that Adam Cole and Red Dragon. Figures Toy Company has them right now. You can add them to your collection right now if you go to Figures Toy Company's website.
Oh, by the way, remember that article or that website that was sent over to us and it was about WWE being upset with Mattel?
Yes.
So I found out through a couple birdies that that's basically clickbait and they do make up stories.
Ah, okay.
From what we can tell, it was all bull. It was all BS.
Good.
So I guess everything's good between Mattel and WWE. So
they just re-upped, so I would guess so too.
We guessed right then.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what we were hoping. And so that's good. Onward and upward with Mattel.
We were basically calling it BS. But while we were reading it, but
yeah, it's who knows? You know, everything is rumor anyway. Who knows if it's actually true? Like these 2018 lineups, but I'm betting those are actually correct because we just spent like 10 minutes on them.
So I do exactly. So I did like the Sami Callihan, love the orange vest, love the hair, the snarl. Everything was just good about that figure. Cannot wait to add that one to the collection.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Scott, for 2 weeks, I have been talking about a book report that I have done.
Yeah, and if memory serves me correctly, you weren't the best student. So this next segment could be a train wreck. Just warning listeners now.
Oh, dude, I was a complete mess up in high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and elementary school as well, and kindergarten, most of preschool.
I passed with flying C's and D's, dude.
Flying C's and D's. I don't know what you mean about your flying D's, but that's okay. Again, I don't judge you, dude. You're my brother. I love you anyway.
I appreciate that, dude. So let's get into the nostalgia segment. I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees. Scott, when we got into wrestling figures, we thought that the LJNs were the only figures ever made.
Yes, those and Remco's were out simultaneously. And yes, in our world, that was it.
Little did we know that prior to that, rumor was that these were the very first wrestling figures ever made. 1981, Poppy Super Professional Wrestling Series, and these were a Japanese series.
Super Professional?
They were called Super Professional Wrestling Series.
So the exact opposite of us as podcasters. Those were super professional.
Yeah, we're super unprofessional.
And we talk about flying D's. But these figures were super professional.
So in 1981, Poppy produced a set of wrestling figures, and to our knowledge, these were the first wrestling figures ever produced. So we should have actually started with these before the LJN and the Remcos.
Yeah, but we honestly, all truth be told, know absolutely zero about these. Well, except for you, since you just did a book report on them.
Yeah, it's not much of a book report, dude. I would probably get an F on this book report.
A flying F?
I was get a flying F unless I was in first grade.
Yeah, right.
If I'm in first grade, then I would get like an A++++ like in the Christmas Story.
Right. Right. A bunch of pluses across a chalkboard. Oh, yeah, he tried. Great job, kid.
So they only put out one series of these. They produced 10 figures in this line.
10?
10.
10?
Yes, 10. Like the perfect 10.
Got it.
Yep. These figures were 5.5 inches. And the only movable joints were in the shoulders and in the waist.
Oh, I thought that they were like bendies.
No, they were basically like Hasbros, taller Hasbros.
Okay.
They are plastic. They do move. And again, if anybody has any info on these, please feel free to shoot it our way. I'll be more than happy to report on it next week. The 10 figures that were produced was in Abdullah the Butcher. And he was in those white... I don't want to call them tights. They were, what kind of pants were those? There was like hammer pants.
Pants.
Yeah.
White pants.
Yeah, just white pants. They were white hammer pants.
Yeah. Almost like a cut up tarp, I guess. Like, I don't even know what that was. Like, they were just pants.
Yeah. And if you look at the Abdullah face, if you go back and you look at it, he looks evil. I know Abdullah always had that evil look, but he had like this triangular facial thing on his chin. It was like a triangular facial hair that was shaped.
Like a soul patch?
Yes, but it was in a triangle.
Oh.
And then he had like an evil mustache that you would have saw in an 80s cartoon.
He looked very nefarious.
Yeah, exactly. Andre the Giant was in this and he was in red trunks. Hulk Hogan was in this and he was in black trunks. And this was reminiscent of 81 Hogan where he was a heel.
Yep.
Bob Backlund was also this and he was in the dark blue trunks.
Okay.
Stan Hansen was in this. He had a mustache. He had kind of a, almost a fro. Not complete like Andre. Andre had a full-on fro. But Stan Hansen had this kind of bushy hair, I'll say. And he was in black trunks.
Okay.
Dory Funk was in this with light blue trunks. Harley Race. And I thought this was a pretty good Harley Race. He was in red trunks, red boots. And this was kind of weird. He had one red knee pad and one black knee pad.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought the Harley was kind of cool, actually. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Mil Mascaris was in this, and he had black tights with green trunks over it and a green lucha mask. Excellent Mil Mascaris figure. I would probably put this as the best figure in this line.
Okay.
Antonio Inoki, black trunks, black boots. And last but not least, Terry Funk. He had curly black hair. He had black knee pads that had stars on them.
So they made both Funks.
They did, Dory and Terry.
Did these come with any accessories?
No, they did not come with any accessories. It was just the figure on a pink Japanese card. It would have the picture of the guy in the upper left-hand corner, and it had some Japanese writing next to it.
So if you're looking at the card, was the bubble centered, or was it off to the right or the left?
It was off to the right.
Okay, and then a picture of the guy off to the left, so the flip of what Hasbros were.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, and they were 5.5 inches tall. They were not, because see, the pictures that I've seen, I thought they were bendies. So these were not bendies.
No, they were movable at the arms and the waist.
Okay, I had no idea that they made anybody except for Andre Hogan and Antonio Inoki. I had never seen the other seven. So actually, when we're done with this podcast, while we're watching Big Brother tonight, I'm going to go check some of these pictures out because I want to see what these guys look like. I have to see Evil Abdullah.
Yeah, Evil Abdullah. Dude, he looks like an 80s cartoon character, dude.
So it's what the Remco should have looked like.
Yeah, although I think the Remco face captured him better.
I love the scars on that Remco.
Yeah, if you look at the body type on this Poppy figure, it's more reminiscent of Abdullah then.
Okay.
But the face on the Remco Abdullah captured him perfectly.
Yeah, that was the one drawback of that Abdullah Remco is they couldn't get him fat enough.
Exactly.
They didn't have like a super fat Remco mold to put him in. And so they just kind of had to give him like a flabby body is what they called it. So the one that you're talking about actually does have a flabbier body on it.
Yeah, and he was in those white tights and, or sorry, white pants, I should say.
Yeah, white pants.
Yeah, it was just really, really good. For 1981, these are impressive. Like, they're really impressive. The Hogan is good. As I said, the Mil Mascaris is really good. I think they're fantastic.
And these weren't released in the US, correct?
No, they were not.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. I'm wondering what the price point was.
The price point, I don't know what it was at that time. So when looking these up, as of today, there were two on eBay. And the only two were Hulk Hogan. And I'm not sure how to go back. I'm still learning eBay. I don't know how to go back and look at old listings.
Okay.
But there were two on eBay today, and both were Hulk Hogan. One was being sold at Buy It Now for $6,000.
And that was mint on card?
Yep.
Okay.
The other listing was at $3,900.
Same mint on card?
Same mint on card.
Wow.
So as doing a little research on these, there's some old posts from the Wrestling Figs message board. And there was a guy that had a completed loose set. He said it took him 6 years to complete this.
He said a completed loose set.
Yep.
And it took him 6 years because I'm sure that's how long it takes for all 10 to show up on eBay.
Well, it gets really, really detailed. And I'll go into that in a second. He said that the cheapest figure was, and I want to say that this was back in, he completed the set back in 2014. So okay. He started it in 2008. He said his cheapest figure was Andre the Giant. And that was at $88 without shipping and handling.
And did he get him from Japan or from United States, did he say?
He didn't say that one. He said that he has what they call a bidding agent.
Okay.
Which I have never heard of, dude.
I guess you have to be a baller on eBay to get one of those.
I guess. What, a bidding agent or a figure?
Probably both.
You have to pay for the bidding agent?
Yeah, that's weird.
He said his most expensive Poppy super professional wrestling figure was Stan Hansen at 163 without shipping and handling. So with the bidding agent, he had a bidding agent, or you had to pay shipping and handling. You had to pay these Japanese costs. There was all these extra fees that were on top. So basically he said my Stan Hansen cost $163, but that was without shipping, without the Japanese cost, without the bidding agent.
So do we know what that extra total was?
He did not say.
Wow. Did he say how much it cost him before shipping and all that to do the entire line of 10?
Nope. Not at all.
He just gave those few examples?
Yep. Exactly.
Man.
I looked back at these and I'm like, man, for 1981, these are good. These are really good. It's like LJN's in 1985. It's like Remco's in 1985. You look back at those and you're like, those are good. Galoob's 1990, 1991. Those are really, really good. You know, they really captured those guys. Well, 1981... 36 years ago, they did really good on these. I was really impressed.
So the LJNs and Remcos were the first U.S. wrestling figures?
Yes.
Okay, got it. But just not the first wrestling figures?
Correct.
Okay, wow.
So anyways, did a little research on them. I couldn't find many eBay listings. As I said, I'm not good at trying to find that stuff. But the two Hogans I saw today for $6,000 and $3,900, I was like, oh my God, you know?
Jeez. And who were these made by again?
They were made by Poppy, P-O-P-Y.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go check them out. I didn't know that they had seven more, aside from the three that I always see, you know, when yep. I see, because I've seen some on Facebook over the last year or whatever, but it's always Hogan, Andre, or Antonio Inoki. I've never even seen the other ones. That's cool.
The Mascaras? Is that how you say it?
Well, us gringos call them Mil Mascaras.
Excellent figure. For 1981, capturing the luchador look, excellent job. The worst one out of these, I'd probably have to say, is Dory Funk, just because he was so plain.
Okay. Not much they could do with him, huh?
Right. You know, no knee pads, regular boots, you know, just, yeah.
I'm sure if they had made Jack and Gerald Briscoe, those would have been the most plain ones.
Actually, yes, you're probably right.
Dory Funk would have had him beat.
So, Scott, that's my book report.
Good book report, dude. You know what? You thought that you would have passed in first grade? I'm going to say you would have passed in fourth grade.
Ooh, I was thinking you were going to say second, but I'll take fourth.
Nah, fourth, dude. Excellent book report. Good job.
Thanks, dude. Thank you very much. And again, if anybody has any information on these figures, please feel free to email us.
Or if you have your own collection, hit us up on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. Anything, man. We would love to see your collection. We would love to see your backstory regarding these, where you got them. Did you have to go through a bidding agent? I mean, where did these come from?
Yeah. Now that you've wet my appetite for these things, like now I want to know more about them. I want to know how much they run. Now I just want to know more about them. I want to start checking them out. Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
No problem, man. I'm glad I was able to convince you.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing I've ever been able to convince you on.
Yeah. I'm still not listening to Avril Lavigne, dude. You'll never convince me to do that.
One day.
We'll see. Maybe you write a book report on it.
Scott, we are going to do our draft order next.
Yes. Way better than a secret question.
Yes. I know six other teams that are interested in this. There's about, I'd say about 1,000 other people that don't give a rat's ass about our draft order. but
you know what? Maybe this will inspire 7 more teams to spawn up. And we could just have a bunch of these wrestling fantasy leagues amongst all of our listeners. I want it to catch fire, dude. This thing's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we want other people to start their own fantasy league. We have the points breakdown. We have the how many people per team. If you guys need that info, hit us up. I'll be more than happy to share them over with you.
Yeah, and if you use the same format as we do in our league, and you do another 7-person league, it would almost become bragging rights to see which team gets the most points across our entire listener list. So if you want to start your own, go for it. Hit us up. We can send you the information. This thing could be a lot of fun.
So, Scott, we don't have music for this.
We'll have to talk between segments. What would be a good draft song?
Did the WWE draft have any music?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I have an idea. Let's talk about it between segments.
Scott, we are going to do the Magnificent 7 draft order. So, since this will be my first fantasy league, I'm still kind of learning the ropes on this. Will you go into explaining some rules, how it works, just kind of quick little overview of this?
Yeah, what we're doing right now is we're determining draft order, and there are 7 teams. So, Jeff is going to draw all 7 teams out of the hat, whatever order they're drawn in. Is their draft order, 1 through 7. The draft will take place this Sunday at 3:05 on the West Coast, 6:05 Eastern, to coincide with what was WCW's Saturday Night Show. We're going to draft on Sunday. The order will be based on what Jeff draws out of the hat now, 1 through 7. So we'll draft team number 1 that gets drawn out of the hat. We'll pick first. We'll go all the way to team number 7, and then the draft snake orders back to 1. So if you're number 7, you actually get 2 picks. So we'll go 1 through 7, 7 gets 2 picks, and then we'll snake back to number 1, at which point number 1 will get 2 picks, and so on all the way back to 7 and back to 1, until each team has 9 members on their roster, and it will consist of current Raw and SmackDown superstars that are on the roster as of right now on the website, with the exception being Bobby Roode and Shelton Benjamin, since they just showed up on SmackDown last night. We're going to go ahead and include them. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Tuesday's SmackDown yet, sorry. And we'll, until all teams have 9 roster members, we'll keep drafting. And then once that's done, the draft is over. Everybody's rosters are set. And then every Wednesday at 10 a.m., we can kick off the free agent / trade period, where teams can start trading with each other. They can trade swap out a member of their roster with somebody on the free agent board, which there should be quite a few left. And we'll score from the Monday after the draft all the way to WrestleMania. And everything that happens on a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown Live gets points, being you do a backstage segment, you are involved in a backstage brawl, an in-ring brawl, having a match, having a title match, showing up at ringside, running interference, all of these things get you points. We don't draft referees and we don't draft announcers, but pretty much everybody else is open game. And again, it's only Raw and SmackDown that we're drafting from.
No NXT.
Correct. No NXT. WrestleMania is the end of the season, so that event will determine the winner of the league. All pay-per-view points increase by 1 based on our current point system. All pay-per-view points increase by 1, with the exception of WrestleMania, which counts double. So, for example, AJ Styles wins the heavyweight title at WrestleMania. Instead of the usual 10 points that you would get with an extra 1 point for a pay-per-view, you would actually get 20 points for a title win at WrestleMania. So that's where the big points happen. And as an aside, I was at SummerSlam with somebody's at a friend's house this past weekend, and I and the second place team were there, or I should say, I and the first place team were there. He had me by 21 points going into SummerSlam, and he had Natalya. That was the only match you could win a title in, was the Natalya match, and Natalya won. And I went in losing by 21, and I left in second place losing by 21. We scored the exact same number of points. If Natalya hadn't won that women's title, I would have taken first place. So it just goes to show that when the points double at WrestleMania, assuming everybody's pretty close, anything can happen. We had a team actually put up 170 points on Sunday. And if they were in any kind of contention, yeah, they would have won. They had Seth and Dean on their roster.
Oh.
So based on them getting a title match, that was 10 points each. Then they won the titles. That was 20 points each. So right there alone is 60 points. So it gets pretty crazy, dude. Pay-per-views are a huge swing from week to week. You never know what's going to happen. And then again, WrestleMania being double points. Royal Rumble, you do get points just for being in the match and getting eliminations. So, you know, Royal Rumble's another big swing too. Probably not a bad idea to have Braun Strowman on your roster if you want to get those Royal Rumble points.
How many points is it if they win the Royal Rumble?
The Royal Rumble win, I believe, is worth 10.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Money in the Bank also. We only do big events. Royal Rumble is one. Where winning the Royal Rumble gets you 10 points, and Money in the Bank is another one that we do, that winning that gets you 10 points.
Isn't Money in the Bank, like, during the off season? Like, you guys don't do anything from April to...
No, yeah, that's the season we just concluded in my other league.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I apologize.
Yeah, and that starts up the week after WrestleMania, so we give ourselves a hangover week there.
Okay.
We start that up the week after WrestleMania, and that goes through SummerSlam. And then right after SummerSlam, we draft it again.
Okay, I gotcha.
And our new season's already in full swing.
You kept mentioning this Sunday. Well, actually, it's today when the show drops.
Yes, correct.
When the show drops, we'll probably be doing a fantasy draft.
Yeah, we'll be drafting, you're right.
Yep. So there are seven teams. I have all seven teams' names in a hat. The teams consist of the first seven people to get into this league. They slid into our DMs, like, hey, I went in. And I was like, okay, you're in. And capped it off.
Yep, first come, first serve.
So, Scott, we are picking for number one.
Yes, you have Godfather's hat ready, primed, names loaded.
Yep. Let me go over the names real quick. We have longtime listener Connor Langan, CJ Mullins, Mike the Cleaner, longtime listener, Jeremy Conrad, who is the scorekeeper, the Fully Posable guys, that's you and I. We have Rant with Ant, and longtime listener and supporter of the show, Brandon. So, Scott...
And you and I are sharing a team. Let's point that out. We don't have our own team. We are sharing a team.
So, Scott, we are now picking for what number?
This will be pick number one.
Oh, we're going right to it. We're not going to go number four. We're not going to split it up or anything. It's going straight.
Oh, not at all. It'll go sequential order as they're drawn out of the hat.
Okay. So, Scott, I'm shaking the Godfather's hat.
High above your head.
High above my head. It is actually
20 feet in the air.
It's on a scaffold. So I have chosen the first name. I am unraveling the paper eventually. Pick number one goes to CJ Mullins.
Oh, big pick number one.
CJ Mullins' team name is the Wolf Pack. So this is for pick number two. I am reaching into the Godfather's hat.
It's now 30 feet in there.
Yep. Now it's hanging from a briefcase. Okay, the name has been chosen, the Godfather's hat. This Godfather's hat's cooler than the sorting hat from Harry Potter, dude.
Way cooler, dude.
Team number two, Jeremy Conrad, the scorekeeper, Space Mountain Riders, is pick number two.
Good team name.
Pick number three, reaching into the hat, pulling out the name. Here we go. Pick number three, Rant with Ant, Born to Reign.
All right. Can I guess who Ant's going to take?
Well, I don't know, man. First two picks could definitely do it.
Very possibly. I was actually going to guess he takes Nikki Bella.
She would never wrestle between now or WrestleMania.
Hey, doesn't matter. He's got her on his roster.
Okay. Pick number four. Pick number four, Scott. We're falling hard and fast. That's what she said. Okay. Pick number four. Damn sticky notes, dude.
That's what you get for using sticky notes and folding them 16 times.
I know. I just basically crumpled it up like You're throwing a piece of paper away. Pick number four goes to Mike the Cleaner, taking care of business.
Nice.
Pick number four goes to Mike the Cleaner. Scott, we have to be one of these last three, right?
Yes, we do.
Pick number five goes to Brandon Oliva, the Not So Dangerous Alliance.
I like that one.
Pick number six.
Pick six, aka the Taint.
Pick number six goes to us. We are the Mark and Swole Express.
All right, pick six.
Pick six goes to us, which leaves, last but not least, Connor Langan and the Langentourage.
Nice. I do want to point out, and of course we can vote on this in our league, the league that I'm currently in, we do have keepers, and that is one keeper per team per season. So this would obviously be pushing into next season. You can keep one person from your roster. That would count as your first round pick in the next following draft, but you can only keep that person for one season. For example, say Jeff and I draft Big E and we run him through this season. And next season we decide, you know what? Big E got us a lot of points. Let's keep him for next year's season. So we will keep him the following season, but we would forego our first round pick. Our first round pick would by default be Big E, but we can only keep Big E for that next season. And then that's it. Once that season's done, we don't get another keep. Well, we can pick another keeper that isn't Big E, and Big E would go back into the draftable pool. So as long as the other six guys or seven guys in the league are cool with that, then we'll move forward with keepers.
Sounds good, man.
Perfect. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
It is, dude. It is. Scott, we are rounding out the show with one audio question and the Godfather's hat.
Sounds good.
Come get on the train. Pippin' ain't easy.
Scott, before we get into the Godfather's hat segment, we do have an audio question from a gentleman named Travis.
Hey, Scott and Jeff. This is Travis, TFowler1 on Twitter. New fan, new listener. I found out about the podcast through Zach Ryder's Instagram and listened to that episode first, and then spent all of last week listening to all of your archived episodes. And I want to say that you guys rock. This is an amazing podcast. Keep up the great work. So I'm also sending a voice message instead of an email. I've been paying attention, guys. So my question, I normally get wrestling books and autobiographies signed, and that's normally a Sharpie. So I'm new to the figure signing part. So in October, I'm going to be able to see the Young Bucks at the Ring of Honor show. So I'm going to be getting the Young Bucks figures from Figures Toy Company. Cheap plug. Here's a question. Do I get both individual figures, or do I get the tag team two-pack? Question number two. I've never used paint markers. What color paint marker should I use? What's a good brand? Hook me up, guys. Let me know. I'll keep listening. Thanks for everything. Big life.
You know what's funny, dude, is I've had this same dilemma. I have the Young Bucks 2-pack sitting in the back room, and I've always wondered what I would get it signed with. What color paint pen would I go with? Just kind of figuring out what I would go with. Would I go with green? Would I go with yellow? Would I go with pink? And I still don't have a clear answer on what I would do. But if I'm up against the clock, knowing me and knowing that I like colors that pop and contrast instead of blend in with the figure.
Yes.
I would probably, since they're wearing their green money tights, I would probably go with the pink. I would either go pink or yellow, one of the two on that.
Yeah, I was thinking blue, a bright blue as well would look good.
Yeah, a teal blue would look good.
Because like you said, you kind of want that contrast and something that's going to stand out and away from the figures. There is some white in those figures, so I'm afraid that white would be a great choice. A bright white paint pen, I think, would look amazing. I've got my Finn Balor series, I believe it's 41, his first NXT Demon figure that came out in the Elite series. I've got that one signed with a white, and I wasn't really sold on white before, but when I got that one signed, the way it pops off the plastic, I think it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Pink, a bright pink, a bright yellow. I would suggest maybe a bright blue. And he, Travis also asked, would we go the single pack or the double? With a tag team, 100% of the time, if they have a two pack, I'm buying the two pack.
Absolutely, 100%. Now the second one is, what brand would he buy? Now there's three different brands out there. Sharpie makes a paint pen that I know a lot of Fig Life community uses. I use Deco Color, and I use, which you can pick up on Amazon. You just Google search Deco Color Broadpoint paint pens. You can also use CraftSmart, which is from the craft store Michaels, but it's kind of hit or miss on which ones they have in stock. Me personally, I would probably go Deco Color. Actually, you know what? Somebody actually tested something. They went and used a Sharpie and a CraftSmart pink, and they liked the pink from Sharpie, and it did look pretty good. They had a Charlotte basic autograph, and it looked pretty good. The pink did. But you're kind of nitpicking. I would probably go Deco Color or CraftSmart. Those are the two ones that I go to. And again, make sure you get broad point. Don't get medium. Don't get fine. Unless you're getting a basic signed, don't use fine. There was a Shawn Michaels signing about a year ago, and I got his Elite signed with a fine Deco Color, and I wasn't too happy with it. So ever since then, I've realized I need to use broad point on Elites and fine for basics, and medium for basics I can do. But you can go CraftSmart, you can go Deco Color. A lot of our Fig Life community members use Sharpies. So it's up to you which one you like the best. And just kind of get a Ziploc bag, start coloring on it, put it up over the figure, see if you like it that way. That's another way to test the color. And that way you can tell and see, okay, I'm definitely going pink, or yes, I'm going yellow. Whatever works best for you, but that's what I usually do, is I'll kind of get a Ziploc, clear Ziploc bag, put it over the figure, do a yellow, do a white, do a pink, and then I kind of just drape it over and kind of see which one works best.
Yeah, that's one of the best tips that I think that you've offered our listeners, dude, is using the Ziploc bag trick. It's really going to lock in which one pops best to you. Because, look, chances are you may only see these guys one time. You know, I don't know how often they come around or how often they do signings, but you want to make sure that if this is the only time you're seeing them, you get exactly what you want. So make sure that you've got your mind made up with the single or the two-pack. You know, pick your color on the Ziploc bag, put it over the chosen figures, and that way you've got your favorite figures and you've got your favorite color chosen. And it'll be an awesome piece to hang up on your wall.
And one other tip is, before you get up to them, make sure you shake that paint pen and have said Ziploc with you, and kind of write on it to make sure everything's a go when you drop that pen on those figures and push it over to them.
Yeah, test it and test it again. I've told the horror story several times on this podcast where I went to a Roman Reigns signing in Reno, and the guy in front of me went up to Roman, handed him his paint pen, and he had actually tested it in line already, went up to Roman with a signed Dean Ambrose, or it was actually a Shield, WWE Magazine, Shield members Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins had already signed it. Roman was the third signature on it. He hands the magazine to Roman. He hands the paint pen to Roman. Roman goes to sign it. The paint pen literally explodes on the magazine cover, dumping bright blue ink or paint all over the magazine cover. It was ruined. The dude didn't even break stride, pulls another one out of his bag, hands Roman another pen, and Roman signs it. It came out super clean, but I literally watched him take his ruined item and throw it in the garbage. So they can do damage.
Why didn't you chase after that?
The damaged magazine in the garbage can?
It still had Seth and Dean's autograph on it.
No, it had blue paint over it.
Oh, it exploded all over it, huh?
It dumped paint everywhere on that magazine, and the guy was like, I can't use this. And he just immediately pulled another one out of his bag, also signed by Seth and Dean, and Roman signed that one, and it came out perfect.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, how did you do? And he goes, you know what? Before you even ask, I've had this happen to me several times before. I'm like, oh man. He goes, yeah, it's not the first time a paint pen's exploded on me.
Oh man.
Yeah. So just again, test it a couple times in line. We did that before Finn signing. Paint pens worked fantastic. Make sure that you've got that Ziploc bag with you to test a little bit before you get up to them.
Yeah, and again, if you're getting that two-pack signed, I would go broad point. You could definitely go medium, but I would definitely go broad because it'll just stand out so much better on that. I know some other people were like, oh, fine works good on Elite. I had that Michaels, and man, ever since then, I just can't do it.
Yeah, good points, dude. And Travis, thank you for the question. Glad to have you aboard the Fig Life train.
Yep. Thank you, Zach Ryder.
Yeah, thanks, Zach.
All right, Scott, we got the Godfather's hat in hand. It did wonders for our drafting, so we got to use it one more time. He's working overtime tonight.
Yes, he's pulling double duty.
So, Scott, Godfather's hat. Throw five names into a hat. Five names have five different wrestling figures. What we do is we reach in, we grab the name, and then we go over the figure. We just kind of talk about it. It can be any figure from past, current, could be a Poppy figure. Actually, spoiler alert, it's not a Poppy figure.
Oh, I was going to be like, dude, you're totally catching me off guard. This is going to be your segment again.
I did a book report.
Yeah.
I can talk about it. I've done a book report. Okay, Scott. High above my head is the Godfather's hat yet again.
50 feet in the air, dude.
50 feet in the air, dude. All right. I am reaching in. And the name of the figure that is produced is...
Come on, Judy Bagwell.
Oh, I think you're going to have fun with this one. I'm going to actually let you talk. I'm going to go grab a sandwich. Scott, we're going to be talking about the Toy Biz Vampiro figure.
Oh.
That one was produced by Godfather's Hat tonight.
Nice. Yeah, Vampiro Toy Biz. That was the last, or I should say it was the last series of WCW Toy Biz figures produced. Jeff Jarrett was also in that series, but far and away, Vampiro is one of the finest WCW figures that Toy Biz produced. It's an amazing figure. They've got all of his tattoos done well. They totally captured his body type. His face paint looks great. The best part about the figure, though, is the rooted cloth hair.
Vampiro in the TNT line had white face paint. He had rooted dark hair. Tattoos were perfect. He was wearing these black tights, jeans type things. Normally what you would see Vampiro wear.
Yep.
He came with a t-shirt.
A cloth t-shirt.
Yeah, a cloth t-shirt.
And a sticker.
Probably the best Toy Biz figure made.
Ooh, that's...
Vampiro, I thought they captured perfectly. I know what you're going to say. I know you're going to say that Sting.
Yeah, that Sting is darn near perfect, dude.
And I don't remember what series that was in because it was Toy Biz.
It was the one with the molded black jacket. And I think everybody that collected Toy Biz knows exactly which one that is.
Why? Because Toy Biz.
Because Toy Biz.
I think this Vampiro is the best figure. I'm amazed by it. They captured the tattoos perfect. It's a really good figure.
Yeah, it's definitely debatable about which Toy Biz was the best one. I also thought that Marcus Bagwell's first figure was amazing. I thought that they really captured Buff Bagwell. Awesome. They even did a great job on Mongo McMichael. Vampiro is definitely up there. I'm going to put it up in the top three in the Toy Biz. I don't know if it's number one because I think really that Sting with the molded jacket is my favorite Toy Biz figure that they did. Like I said, I was a big fan of that Buff Bagwell, but the Toy Biz far and away is one of the finest Toy Biz figures that they produce in that WCW line. And it's a shame that it was in the last line that they did, because I thought that the Jarrett was good in that series. The Vampiro was excellent. They were showing what they could do, and the line was dying off. And I hate when that happens. Like, you put out some of your finest ones before you fold it up.
Well, it was also because WCW was folding up too.
Yeah, it really sucks that they kind of hit their stride right as everything was dying off, because you knew you weren't going to get any more. And that was that. There's also the Vampiro Unleashed. And to be perfectly honest, I never saw that figure on the pegs. I don't own it. I've honestly never held it, never seen it, so I can't vouch for it. But the one in the TNT line is awesome. Awesome. Right up there with Sting.
And it looks like they repacked it with a two-pack that was it Buff Bagwell and Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah, I don't know if those were randoms, like the LJN two-packs where they just kind of were like, hey, we have a ton of Corporal Kirshner and Jesse Ventura, let's just throw them in a box. You know, I don't know if it was random like that, and then they threw in a third figure as an added bonus, but the one that you're describing was a value pack where you got, who was it again, Jeff Jarrett?
I think it was Jarrett and Bagwell.
Okay, yeah, you got a Jarrett and a Bagwell, and then they threw in a Vampiro. That was your bonus figure. And it was basically the same exact figure from the TNT line. Not a bad throw-in figure at all. If you could score that one, man, that Vampiro, he's something else. Looks really cool with the shirt on, too. I will say that. When you know, it's the magic of a cloth accessory. You know, you throw that shirt on Vampiro, it looks amazing. That's one of WCW Toy Biz's finest figures.
That's one of two. That's one of two. That's it.
Will you stop? You just hate Toy Biz so much, dude.
I do. It was awful.
They had their bad figures, though. That is for sure. I will give you that.
98% of it.
No, stop. The Flair in the Four Horsemen pack was bad. Everybody refers to that as, what was it, the Aaron Carter figure?
Nick Carter? Aaron Carter? One of those two?
Yeah, one of those Carters. But the Mongo is awesome. I really like that one. The Malenko and the Benoit are both okay out of that one. But the Evolution of Sting six-pack is one of the nicest wrestling collectibles you can actually get your hands on, in my opinion. If I could go back and get that six-pack, I totally would. I wish I had I only saw it maybe twice, and I wish I could go back and purchase it. That is one killer set of Sting figures.
I wish I would have gotten it too. I even saw it at a discount KB store.
Oh, dude.
I know. But it was Toy Biz. Nobody wanted Toy Biz. So I actually, but I saw it and I'm like, I don't need this. And I wasn't working at the time.
Yeah.
And I want to say even at the discount store, they were asking $29 for it.
Yeah. I want to say it was like 30 or 40 bucks at KB Toys.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't need it. I'm only collecting Simpsons and Jacks right now.
Darn it. Timing is everything, isn't it?
Isn't it, dude? And now I kind of look at it. I want to say Brandon got one, and I'm like...
Yeah, he got it signed.
Yeah, he got it signed, and I'm like, oh, that does look pretty good.
Yeah, it really does. That's probably Toy Biz's finest WCW offering, was that box set of Sting. But individual figure-wise, in my book, it is Sting... The one with the molded jacket, it's Buff Bagwell, and it's Vampiro in no particular order. Probably Sting being number one, though.
The Godfather's hat swerved me tonight, man.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And I'm actually not opposed to Toy Biz being our next nostalgia.
I'm going to have you go into that. I'm going to kick my feet up.
Get a sandwich.
Get a sandwich and basically prepare for your secret question every week.
Thinking over in your head, how can I screw him over while you're drumming your fingers together?
I'm gonna be thinking about your secret question and be like, is he still talking about Toy Biz?
Shut up already. I want to swerve you.
Scott, that rounds out episode 84. Again, the two ways to support the show: pick up the Fully Posable Goes Retro pin, or tack on the large, extra large, or double XL Fig Life t-shirt for $20.
Get yourself a combo.
Get yourself a combo. Not a combo sandwich.
That sounds really good right now, actually.
Dude, I know, right? From Togo's?
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah. Togo's is a West Coast sandwich place that we absolutely adore. Anyways, what was that? Oh, yeah. You can also go to whatamaneuver.net, pick up the Fully Posable Goes Retro and Fully Posable Classically Jacked t-shirt. Those are the two best ways to help support. Actually, those are the only ways to support the show.
Well, aside from the 5-star ski love on iTunes.
Yes, exactly. And you can listen to any of our past episodes on iTunes, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. You can email us any questions, audio questions, like Travis did, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. By the way, we want to thank Breaker and Bane for having us on those past 2 weeks. Fun listen. I laughed so hard at the second parter. The first parter was fun, but the second parter was just excellent. I want to thank those guys for having us on.
Always fun.
And I am stoked because Breaker announced this on their show this past week. They're having Simon Gotch on for a two-parter this upcoming week. And the
following. Yeah, that's a big get. That's awesome.
Yep. I cannot wait to listen to those. So head on over to BreakerandBane.com. Use their Amazon link. Do a little shopping. It's no extra cost. Kicks money back to them. Helps them get stuff for equipment, everything else. So, and terrible sodas. Why do they do that to themselves?
Yeah, there's a rumor that Christian uses their Amazon code to buy ice cream.
You heard that too?
Yes. Yes, Jericho told me.
Scott, anything you want to express feelings on?
Man, I'm still a little sore still stinging a little bit from losing that first place, man. That, ugh. I thought it was a lock that Natalya wasn't going to win.
I did too.
That was, it was 20, because she finished her with the sharpshooter, she got extra points for her finisher. So she got, just for winning the belt, 24 points. I lost by 21. So if Naomi had beat her, I would have won first place by 3.
Poor Jeremy, man. He has so much to go over for the scoring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And don't think that people won't be watching Raw and squabbling over 1, 2, or 3 points, dude, because it's going to happen. It's going to if you're scoring at home and Jeremy has something different than what you show, there will be words exchanged. So this is exactly why I didn't want to keep score, dude. I don't envy Jeremy at all.
Okay, let's all be civil to each other. It's just a fantasy thing.
Oh, there's no doubt that we will be. But there could be discrepancies. People seeing things a little bit differently, like, hey, I had so-and-so in on a pull apart. I should have gotten points. You know, there's going to be things like that because, you know, again, this season that I just ended with came down to 21 points that if Natalya hadn't won the belt would have literally come down to 3 points. You know, that's a few backstage promos. So it all points matter. Oh. 100%. All points in this league matter.
Oh, man, that's...
It's going to be fun.
I do not envy Jeremy.
You're my boy, Jeremy.
You're my boy, Blue. One other thing before we sign off. I do want to thank you for handing over the Sasha and Charlotte San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
Yeah, about time, right?
Well, no, not only that, dude. Like, those are awesome. They were so much better than what pictures showed.
Yeah, the pictures don't do it justice. It's above and beyond what you would expect from a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. It is just so... I'm going to use the word beautiful. It is so beautiful. It comes in a like a fold, a gatefold?
Yeah.
Box.
Yep.
And it comes in a big black box.
Yep.
So within this big black box is your two figures. You slide the figures out, and then it gatefolds open to show Sasha and Charlotte from 32. Absolutely beautiful set. It's one that, you know, Sasha's going to be doing a signing in San Jose next month.
Is she really?
She is. Monday the 18th, she's going to be at a Cricket Wireless store in San Jose from 10 to 12. I'm heavily considering taking that 2-pack in to get signed.
I didn't know she was signing.
Yeah, she. It just announced on WrestlingFigs.com today. So I'm really thinking about taking that set. Or if I can even find the Sasha Banks Walgreens exclusive. Maybe take one of the kiddos with me to go meet Sasha again. And get that 2-pack signed. It's beautiful. And it would look great on a shelf. And I want to put a shelf in Peyton's room just to put that Sasha and Charlotte on. It looks literally amazing. It looks so good.
I wonder if any of the SmackDown guys are doing autograph signings out here. Because they just opened a Tap Out Fitness in Alameda.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm wondering if they're going to have any signings there.
Well, I'm on Wrestling Figs probably 2-3 times a day. So I'm obviously watching autograph signings to be posted up. And they will update it a couple times a day sometimes if they get new announcements. So they just announced the Sasha one today. So I'm definitely going to have my ear to the ground. If anything comes up, I'll let you know.
Mark.
See? You baited me into that one, didn't you?
I sure did.
You did.
So, Scott, for episode 84, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
And again, thank you to Jacob over at Pollyanna. Keep supporting him. #FigLife. Adios.